From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Telephone giant Cable and Wireless in a court dispute with the Bermuda government. Is the CARICOM audit team in Guyana being cautious? And we analyze Bill Clinton's visit to the slave monument in Senegal. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The multinational telecommunications company, Cable and Wireless, is seeking compensation from Bermuda over the loss of its monopoly. The company has started legal proceedings on the grounds that by giving a license to a competitor, Tele Bermuda International, it was curtailing the revenue. George Rush reports on the battle over their long-distance telecommunications market.
Cable and Wireless have been the only game in town for the past 100 years, and everyone agrees that the island has an excellent global telecommunication system. But as a result of pressure from hoteliers and international business here, who claimed that the cost of overseas calls was far too high, the government amended the law and, just over a year ago, licensed a competitor to Cable and Wireless, removing the company's monopoly. The communications giant is furious and will be instituting legal proceedings in the island's Supreme Court, asserting that the government is in breach of contract and asking for substantial compensation. The war has also been taken to the Bermudian public. A full-page advertisement in today's Royal Gazette shows a Bermudian actor entwined in telephone cord under the poignant legend, "Compete if only we could."